What she did say is that she is aware that the JESH programme is working, and that she's, we've welcomed that expansion of the JESH programme, and a number of schools in Donegal have been included in that this time for the first time, which is certainly very welcome. She noted that really that she's, you know, she has reduced the class size again for this coming September, but what we're doing now is asking her to further reduce that because the class sizes in Ireland are still a lot larger than the OECD average would be. And she has also said that she's going to look to further expand the supply panels, which were established throughout the pandemic, because certainly they have been very valuable to us because it ensures that children are always taught by a fully qualified teacher, and that's definitely something that the union has been looking for a number of years. But I suppose in terms of what we're looking for, that the minister hasn't mentioned really, but she did say about there's going to be further support available for the Ukrainian children that are coming into our schools, but we don't know how many of those are going to be coming to Donegal or indeed to the various schools around the county. But we'd welcome those supports, and certainly while there was a lot of support put into schools during the pandemic and the COVID challenges we had, certainly this is going to be a new challenge now with regards to supporting these Ukrainian children. So it's very, very important that the support would be put in place there to make sure that those children are supported adequately. And certainly we're asking as well for mental health supports to be put in place for all of our children. And certainly that would be something that would be relevant to the Ukrainian children, of course, given the nature of the reason that they're coming here.